I bought four new automobiles in my life and one second hand.
Mm-hmm. When you first started to use a car, would you tell me something about the tires? They tell me that you used to have tire trouble all the time.
Well, the 27 was the first of my use. I never did drive till the last. I got the last make of a 27, the first one. Because I didn't get them. I rode with the other fellow, with my father and other folks around me. I got the first one I got was an old touring car, Chevrolet, in 27. It's a 27, last of the 27s I got it. Why, it's right smart difference in them.
Yeah. Would you tell me about the tires? When you first got a car, did you keep having flat tires?
The flat tires?
Yeah.
The tires?
Yes. Did they? How about on these roads? Did you have a lot of trouble?
We didn't pay all that much attention to a flat, because that was stylish then. You got to be able to ride long now, you see two or three. While you see them around there working, you knew what the trouble is. Yeah, you knew what the trouble. But they had everything right there. They didn't have to go to what I like to do now. You don't see that much now. Uh-huh. You see something on the road, you look around now, maybe if it's a big truck or something, they got the lights out and they done called in or gone, sent some in for something to come get them. See, the little filling stations do all that work now, but the folks done it themselves. Every car had him a box of patching, had him some glue, and a jack and a pump. See, he furnished his own air anywhere in the field he wanted. He done his own mechanic work. That's it. In the old tires, you could take some of them, the boys had, it looked like a calico dress. So many. You get patches, this place is red, get some patches. You take your blow up on another tube and looking like a calico dress, so many patches. They put patches on patches. I've seen patches on patches.
Well, would they patch the tire or would they patch the...
The tube.
I see.
And the tires too, they put boots in the tires.
Uh-huh.
And I drove one over here on mine and patched the tires. I had a tire, a hole in it, about two or three. And I sat down Monday's case when there's other sat around there and I'd heard tell of it. So I made two or three tries, got my raft, draw knife, butcher knife, everything, worked around there with it, and looked like I couldn't do it, about to give up. Some told me to go back and try again, so I wedged it open and I put a tie inside of a tie. I had something that stayed with me then. See, that hope the other tube is double stretched. That took care of that little hole where it plumbed through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You wear the inner tube out, every time thing hit that while it's soft, mm-hmm. It's gone. But I wore that thing around then a long time and found out it seemed like I was riding in a wagon. It bounced so that the boop you run over a root or something, you're about to jump out.
Nice. How about the roads? Would you tell me about
person? It stayed up considerably.
Yeah.
It sure done some changing. I was telling the fellow in Hot Springs yesterday around that while I put my stick on around that below the bottling plant there. I told him, I said, I come in this place when I was a boy. It was the old Liberty stable. I remember the old man that had the stable. He come in there to had a lot of boys work with those horses, slept in the stable there.